The Astros and the Angels locking horns on at Players Weekend. Colin McHugh and Mike Trout showing off the personalized jerseys as we pick this one up top three. Parker Bridwell with a 1-0 lead, but not for long.
Right-handed batter, Bridwell ready, and here's Parker's pitch. This one is hit well into left field. That ball's carrying out in left field, and it is gone. That one lands in the Astros bullpen. Second home run for Davis. Only had 27 at-bats now since they brought him up. And just like that, we're tied at one. Well, the Astros can hit home runs. Here's a pitch that gets away from the catcher. Maldonado fires to the plate, and scoring from third base is Springer. Springer has good speed. He's their leadoff guy, and he comes in on the pitch that was in the dirt and skips past Maldonado, and now it's 2-1 Astros on the wild pitch. Here's the 2-2, and he waves and misses that one, struck him out. Chased one that was high and out of the strike zone, 89 miles per hour. That one kind of has Albert talking to himself. There goes Trout, and the pitch, it's cut on and missed. But a strikeout on Cole Calhoun for the second out in the inning, and now the Angels need a two-out hit from Simmons. On TV, here's a lazy fly ball lifted into right field that Reddick is under. He'll put that one away, and that is how the inning will end. So Trout left at second base, and that'll do it for the Angels in the inning. No runs, no hits, the walk, and the runner left on. Fans, boy, good crowd here tonight, rising to their feet. Just about everybody in the ballpark on their feet. Here's the 3-2 delivery. He pops him up. Right side of the infield, should be an easy play. Gonzalez, the second baseman, retreats back onto the outfield grass, makes the catch, and that's how the inning ends.
Despite another strong effort by the youngster Parker Bridwell, with 7 innings of 2-run ball, he was saddled with a tough luck loss as the Angels fell to the Astros on Friday by a 2-1 score. Here is Angels skipper Mike Socha.
Some guys aren't squaring some balls up, but you know, we did a good job to keep clawing back. Cam got hit with what looked like a clean single to left, and Bregman made a great play to get to it to keep Crony from scoring, and then they ended up getting Mike out to get out of that inning, and then Simba hit a bullet that looked like it was over Gonzalez's head, and he snags it and doubles off Cole. So they made a couple good defensive plays that changed some of the chemistry in the game. But the bottom line is, we need to start pressuring teams, getting on base, and doing some of the things we can do. And last couple nights, we haven't been able to do that.
Besides giving off that leadoff home run to JD Davis, Parker Bridwell, would you consider this a solid outing for him?
It was a great start. I think Parker did everything he planned to do. The one fastball to Davis, he was trying to go away, and it just leaked back into his swing, and he hit it well. And outside of that, he did a terrific job. Those guys can swing the bats over there, and he hit spots, and that's a great 7 innings from Parker.
A lot of these games are kind of one play away from the game going either way. Your takeaway, what's the missing piece right now?
Well, a week ago we were playing great baseball, and we were playing at a level where we could absorb a bad break. We could absorb whether you didn't get a call on the field or a guy just, made a great play, whatever that was. You played well enough to absorb it. And right now we're just, we're trying to get things going, and it's going to be close games. And if you don't get that break, it's going to affect the game. So I think, what we need to focus on is in-house what we need to do. Play at high enough level to absorb some bad breaks, and go out there and just relax and play the game the way we've been playing for the last couple weeks, because we've been playing really good baseball.
The first inning there with Alex in the other dugout, was he asking about the ball?
He was asking. I don't know what the conversation was.
Is there something Parker does that maybe is deceiving?
No. I think the ball had – it was after the ball that Cam made in left field, and Simba tried to throw behind the runner, and it was in the dirt. But it had nothing at all to do with Parker Bridwell.
On Saturday, behind Tyler Skaggs, he'll be opposed by Brad Peacock.